Let us again start the sugya and daf samach gimel amid beis, the bottom of the amid, five lines from the bottom. Tana rabbanon, loichim beim min ha'ivdei kechavim b'chol mokeh. One is permitted to purchase beim from goyim b'chol mokeh. Bein chayshishin, now when we're buying from goyim, so there could be many problems with these beim. Maybe this was a beya that came out from an oif, la'acha misosa, they took it out from the oif, which is also midrabonam. Leimishim treifis, maybe the oif was a nitraf when it had the beya betoichoi, and then we say ubo yarechimoi, and the oif is, the beya is also treif. We're not chayish for these things, and the reason is because there's a raiv that tells us this is very rare that it should be a beya from an avela or a beya treifa. We're saymach an raiv. So the Gemara asks, "Vidilma da'if tameninu." But there's another suffix. There's a suffix. Maybe it is from an oif tame. Let us see Taisvis. Vidilma da'if tameninu v'im taima. So Taisvis asks, "Kiven da'if ois." Tahirim ave rube. Oifes tahirim ave rube. And misfor the Gemara said before. Nezel basa rube. So let's go basa rive. Another Rishonim elaborate. Just like when it comes to the Shaila of Nevela, to the Shaila of Trefe, we are not chayish because we're Seimach and Raiv. So since Raiv oifes are tahirim, so we should say that these bayim come from Raiv Oifes Tahira. Lefima shepirashti de marve kama minim niche. According to what Taisus had said in that Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, that there are many minim that have four simone tume. It is not a min nesher. But any min that has four simone tumim is tame, that we learn out from nesha, but not that it is a nesha. So mamela, there are many, many minim that could have four simone tumim. So niche, so we don't have a roif. Va'af leperish akuntas, the loy marbinan elo min nesha, that the four simone tumim is only by a nesha. That means there's no other mean that has four simani tumi besides a nesha. So here we have 24 minim tmeim, and the rest are tahirim. Yeshloima mikomakim amrina leel meya oifes tmeim shein bemizrach vekula min ayahein. Hilkach efshach deyesh betmeim minim harbe. The Lashon of Taisvus is very unclear. The Magia and the Taisvus Arosh asks, and the Lashon of the Taisvus Arosh also says this Lashon, what does Taisvus mean? There's Minim Harbe. Lamaisa is only 24 Minim, according to Rashi. Bemisin, he brings down from Daran and the Sefer Atrumis, Daran says a Teretzin, could be that is pshat in Taisvis. The Loshen is very unclear. The Ran says a teret as follows. The Ran says that even though in the minim, even though there's only 24 minim, nami yeshloima, this is the Loshen of the Ran, therefore got the mine oifois tahoirim merubim minatmeim, that means there are different types. There are more types of mine oifes toirim than tmeim. There's only 24 minim. Efsher shebeprote ha'oifes shebechol min umin shebetmeim merubim minaprotim shebetoirim. That's a gewaltig teretz. There's a teretz that says that even though there's only 24 minim, but the protim, the ribuy ha'oifes in these 24 minim can outnumber the minim of the tahirim. So memela, there is no raiv whatsoever. I'd like to mention the Ran says another Teretz, and we'll see if in Taisvus later, Taisvus seems to be noches to such a mahalach. The Ran says, on this kasha, there's roiv minim tahirim, the lead nire. So the Ran says, a Teretz on Taisvus kasha, the Bereisa ochiktoni, loikrim beyim b'chol mokim, one can purchase bayim b'chol mokim, this is a loshen b'chol mokim. B'chol mokim. So what is the b'chol mokim coming to be marbe? Va'afilu b'mokim sha'oifois t'meyim merubim min ha'toyrim. This is an area that is more oifois t'meyim than toyrim. K'goyin ha'mekoyim sha'in b'shchunas ha'midboris. V'hainu diktoni b'chol mokim. Yeah. That's the ribui of b'chol mokim. Now b'chol mokim means even though in this area we have roiv of oifois t'meyim, afal pikein, one can be soimech eistis an roiv, one can be soimech an roiv, and one can, even though we have roiv oifois t'meyim, so one should assume that the bayim comes from oifois t'meyim. Afal pikein, one is permitted to purchase bayim and oifois kechov. And that was the Gemara's kasha. Why can one assume this if you have roiv oifois t'meyim? The Dilma the Oif Tomei Ninu, maybe these Bayim come from an Oif Tomei. Omar Avua de Shmuel, Va'oima Shal Oif Ploini Toil. The Moicha, this guy says that these eggs come from Oif Ploini, which is Toil. These eggs come from a chicken, and that's what he says. So, why can I only purchase bayim from a goy if he says specifically from which mean it came from? It came from a chicken, came from a duck. Why? Well, let him say, if you're soimach on his amire, so let him say that it came from a naif toyer. So the Gemara says, ihochi islay lishtamuti. If he does not mention which bird it came from, so he can raise the chayz. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, shall I ploini toir? He doesn't say toir. He says, va'onu yoidim, he says it comes from a chicken, a duck. Va'onu yoidim, shall I say oif toiru? We know that this oif is toir. V'dovor sha'onu yechaylim lahavchim. We can test him. Ulahavi beitzei oisei oif, lirais im daimim la'elu, loy mishakim. That means he will not say a lie that he can be disproved easily. That means he's going to say these are duck's eggs, these are chicken's eggs. We'll bring a chicken's egg and we'll see that a chicken's egg does not look the way this egg looks. So Mamela, since he pinpointed, he said, from which mean these eggs came, he realizes that he can be disproved, and he doesn't want to do, and he doesn't want to become a fulsome shakrim. So if he says it, we can assume that he's telling the truth. So the Gemara asked, why does he have to pinpoint from which oif it came from? Let him just say that it's an oif toil. So the Gemara says, if we'll say it's a naif toir, is leilish tamuti, v'loimer shaleif acher amatila. What, he's going to bring a chicken's egg, and he says it doesn't look like a chicken's egg. He says, I never said it was a chicken's egg. Shiyato makira, you don't know this saif, I know this saif, but who toir? So memele, you will never be able to disprove him that he's a shakram, so then he has no namonis. But if he has to elaborate and say that the eggs come from this oif, and he realizes that one can be mevarer that it doesn't come from this oif, so then we can be soimach on what he has to say. So the Gemara asks, v'libdoik b'simonim. why do you need bechlal the nemonis of the goy? And for Kerti, he has to specify from which oif these bayim came from. Let us be, we can alone figure out if these are kosher bayim or not, because kosher bayim have simonim. Tisanye ki simone bayim kach simone dogim. Just like the simonim abayim, the same thing, the simoni dogim. So that doesn't sound too clear. Simoni dogim salkedaita. Simonim abayim, the same thing as simoni dogim. Snape vakaskesu samarachmona. These are the simoni dogim. Ela eimo kach simone ubrei dogim. Simone ubrei dogim. So what does Rashi say? Ubrei dogim. Beitzei hadogim k'moy shehein mechuborim yachad. When they're all together, the row of the bayim of a dog, when they're all together, so all together they look similar to a bayah tahira. So both of them have these simonim. Besanya gabi bayim, Elohim simonim bayim. Kol shekoideres va'agul goyles, it is roundish, and it is and what does Rashi say? Shekoideres ovo kekado, it is thick like a ball, fluta, it is thick like a ball. Koideres va'agul goyles chodei, it's one pirish, it's not either this or this. Ditona agul goyles, if we would say it's just round, avimashme, agulo ka'adoshe vechegvine. It doesn't mean it's like a sphere. It's round, like a lentil, like a cheese. Lohitone kaideres. Ba'agul goyles ki igule shel kado. She'ena klusha. That means it has a sphere, spherical. It is not like a lentil or a cheese that is flat. Ela agula ba'ivi. It's like a sphere. Vahoda mefarish. But then it explains, but it's not exactly like a bowl. V'roisha echot kat. The one head of the beya is roundish. Like a bowl. V'roisha echot kat. In one roish, it comes to a point that it has a sharp head on the other side. The loike kado mamush, not exactly like a bull, ela mishucha la'orka v'agula l'rochbo, it has an oval shape, and this is the simonim of a bayak sheira. Kol shekoideres v'agul goyles. Roishe echot kat, v'roishe echot chat tahira. Beis roishe al kadim, but if both heads are round, a beis reisher chadin tmeim. Then the baraisa gives other simonim, and the inside of the egg, chelbain mi bachutz, v'chelmain mi bifnim. If the yolk is inside and it's surrounded by the white chelik of the egg, tahirim. It is the opposite, chelmain mi bachutz, v'chelbain mi bifnim tmeim. Chelmoin v'chelboin mu'urovim zebozeh, they're mixed up one with another. B'yadua shehi beyas asheretz. So I have over here the simonim, there are simonim for beya tohiro. I have a simon mibachutz and a simon mibafnim. What does Rashi say? Kad? Pluta balaz again, she'ein echad ala kekado, it's round like a bull. Chelvoin albon, chelvoin moivul. This is, and if it's mixed, it's beyes hasheret. So Rashi says, which shrotzim have armatul beyim? So it says a turtle, balto is a lizard, atilim beyim. Lekamon meforish lamai ilchis ashminin she beyes hasheret, listening to me as tomet. Why does it have to say it gives the simonim of a beya toir, a beya tmeya? So why by this simon it says it's a beya hasheret? It specifies from which mean tomei it comes from.
So the Gemara asked the Kasha. So what's the Kasha now? Why do I need the Namonis of this guy? I can figure out by observing the act. Loitzriche de chatuchais. So the Gemara says, the Miri says the egg was cooked already. A yerep's a hard-boiled egg, and it's cut up in pieces. And I can't tell how the shape was. If it was, if it was reish ekad, or reish ekad, reish kad, chad reish kad, I can't tell, it's cut up. You mentioned the last time, the guy didn't cook it, if the guy cooked it, the child be shalakum. I'll call upon him, but we have a cooked egg that was cut up in pieces, and so we can't be mavarer this imen. Frag the Gemara, v'livdoik b'chelmoin b'chelboi, ein achanami. The simen mi bachutz, you can't be mavarer, but we can have, even though it's cut up, but you can tell where the chelmoin is and where the chelboin is. So I could still be Seimech and the Samonim. Agav Uche, let us just hold Cheshbe now. It would seem from the Gemara that a Simen, one Simen is sufficient. That's what it seems. The Gemara says, the Masa says, I can't figure out if it's, but a Reish Echad, one Simen is sufficient. The Maram Shiv says that the Gemara means to say that could be you need both simonim, and the Gemara later says, Chloe, you need both simonim. If it's missing any of these simonim, it's takatome. But the Gemara means if I see it has this simentare, I can assume it has the other simentare. It means Kozman, I don't know Fakir, I can assume that Mustomet had the other simentare, I can't be Mavarit now because it's cut in pieces. So the Gemara answers, betrufais bekaore. No, we're speaking about that a person comes to a guy, and the guy is selling scrambled eggs. He's selling him scrambled eggs. So memele, so I have no simen whatsoever in such a case. But if he tells me that the mean, he tells me the mean which Aiva came from, so Mamela, I could be Seimech on him. Now, here we have a Meir de Kechidish. That means the whole lumdus of the mean was that, I can disprove him. I can disprove him by bringing a Beya of that mean. And here the Gemara says we're speaking about Trufa b'ka'ora. So if we learn the Gemara kipshuta, you would see you can still prove it. That means you say this is a scrambled egg of a chicken. We'll scramble an egg of a chicken and we'll see somehow it doesn't look the same. So that's pshat, and that's pshat. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be springing by the scrambled egg. For Sanya, we learned the Chiyagadne Mizav Ninon Minayu. Can you purchase such an egg from a goy that's scrambled? For Sanya, Ein Moichin Beyas Treifa Loivet Kechovet. A Yid who has a Beyas Treifa. So he can't eat it. A Beyas Treifa is Mutar Bahano. So one would think that he'll sell it to a goy. The goy can eat it, so Al Kaponim will get the value of the egg. So it says in the Baraisa, in Moichem Bey is Treifa Loive Kechovim, Elo im Kein Trufa Bekaor. That means if I sell a goy a Bey a Treifa, that's scary, because the goy might go and resell it to a Yid. So Mamela say not allowed to sell it to the guy. Unless him came trufa bikor. If it's trufa bikor, you sell the guy the egg when it's mixed up already, when it's scrambled. So what's the mile of doing this? So normally a moicha bayim does not sell scrambled eggs. He sells whole eggs. So this is a reyese. This is a reyese that he wants to sell someone a scrambled egg. So therefore, we have now, so since this is not a normal mechire, a yid won't purchase it from him. So therefore, if a yid has a bayis treife, he scrambles it and sells it to the goy, understanding that through this scrambling, the guy will not resell it to Ayid, because Ayid won't purchase it from him because there's a reyes in the mechira. It seems, why all of a sudden is he selling scrambled eggs? Al-Kochach was a bay, a treife that was sold to him. So here it can't be speaking about a scrambled egg, because a scrambled egg b'chol, you're not allowed to purchase from a goy. Maybe it's a treife. Refikach in leikim en beyim trufeis b'kol. Elo omar rabzeiro simonim lav diraisa. These simonim, that we said simonim that kok shekaideres bagogoylus roi shechot kad v'roi shechot chad, they're not halacha l'moishe misinai. The Torah never said that we could rely on the simonim. L'maise, we'll see soon, pshat and the simonim are, most of the oifais tahirim have these simonim. But there could be an oif tamei that also has. You could have an oif tamei that could have an egg with these simonim also. That's what the Gemara is going to say soon. That means most of the time these we can rely on these simonim, because of course all oifes tahirim have these simonim which are true, but an oif tamei can also have to be matful such an egg. So Mamela, therefore, we can't rely on this simonim. Now let's see the Lashon HaGemara. Elam HaRab Zeira. Simonim lav diraisa. That means there's no halacha l'moishe misinai that tells us that we can rely on this simonim. De'ilai teima hochi, if you'll say that min ha-Torah can rely on this simonim, Hoda Omar Rabasi Shmoine Sveikasein. We learned before there are eight oifes that are sveikis, if they're an oif tomei and an oif toil, livdik bebeim ditu. So let us be boidik the beim and see if they have the simonim. Elashmamino, that it's not foolproof, that take the oifis tahoirim have the simonim, but an oif tomei could also have beim with the simonim. Elashmamino simonim lav diraisa. So if the simonim are not a birul on what the beye is, so what is pshat? Elo hein simoni beye. What is pshat? Elamai hilchus ektonilo, ochi koma. Beis roshel kadin, oi beis roshel kadin, that's for sure. That means if the both roshim are round or sharp, that's for sure. That there's not an oif tomei that has such an egg. So if I have this simonim, and a goy will tell me that it's an oif toya, I will not believe him, because there's no oif toya that has such eggs. Reishei chad chad, but if one of the heads of the egg are sharpish, Reishechat kat, the other roish of the egg is roundish. V'chel by mi b'chutz, v'chel by mi mifnim. So now, v'om aloch, shaloif ploini v'toiru. And he says, oif ploini v'toiru, smoich aleyem. So then, I'll be soimach. So with a tziru, that means really, roiv oif ois toirem, oif ois toirem have this simonim. No, maybe what? Maybe it's from the miut of the oifos tmeim, who also could have the simonim. So memele, so now I have another proof. He's telling me it comes from this oif toil, and he knows I can prove if he's telling a lie, I can disprove him. So I have now a beer noisev that I know now that this is take, this bay comes from this I've told. But stamazoi to be soimach, I can't be soimach. The ika, the uve, the domile, the yoine. And the mafoshim say not only an oirev, which is one oif tome, many oifish tome, tameim, it could occur that they could be matal bayim with these simone. The domile, the yoine. Agabuche, the Ran says, the ike de uve de dam yeleyne, klima besimonim halolu. That means you'll just look at simonim, and it has these simonim, so you could end up by eating a beye from an oirev. Avol bitzurason nikorim hay. But the tzure, that means you just look at the simonim, so it passes the test. It's reishayechot kav, reishayechot chav. It has the simonim. Avol bitzurason nikorim hay. But the tzure of the beye, it has taki a different tzure. Umishim hochi, ki omar shaloi ploini v'toiru, mehemen bloimotzi mishtamet. So then he can't raise a chois. That means if he says clearly it's from this mean, if it's from an oireif, it won't look the way this mean looks. It has a different surah. It has the same simonim, but it has a different surah. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Bachatuches, they're cut up, the lekalemakim, akoideres, vaagulgoiles. I can't be mevara how the outside form of the egg was, because it's cut up. Betrufis, bekoresh, akil muret. Ein moichin, beishel, tanagoiles, trefel, oivet, kechom. Dilma, hodr, mizavin, lo, li, Israel. He might go and resell it to a yi. Elohim came, Trufa Bekor. Unless it's Trufa Bekor, the Sula is of in Lo Yisrael. I mean, then a Yid will not purchase this from this guy. Lefichach. Hoyel umuta limkalem beye Trufa Bekor. And the whole letter is because a Yid will realize that there's a reis in the Mechire is ein leikrem beye Trufa is dumme de treifa voy. That means there were a matter, a mechira of a treife to a goy, because one does not, if it's trufe, because a yid will not purchase it from him. Therefore, yala mutalim klam baye trufe bekore is ain't like him baye, since you're allowed to sell it, so memelu, one is not permitted to buy from a goy. Dilma de treifa avoy vizovni Yisrael nele. Hochi garsine el oma rabzeire simonim lav diraisa. Hanech simoni beyim, lav alocha lamoishim isinai ninu. It's not alocha lamoishim isinai that we can rely on these. Voloi samchinu malayu. That's right. Oifes toires have these simonim. But some oifes to men could also be matal beyim with these simonim. Heis, ches veike zeng ba oifes kadamor lel bishmaite. Livdik bebeim ditu, if this would be a clear-cut proof that the oif is oif toil, so let's be mavara what the oif is from the beim. Mehem unikir meif toiru. Vadai tmeya. So the Gemara says like this. Pshan di simonim as follows. If it has the simone tume vadai tmeya, then there's no shaila. V'yom alachai v'kacham shalai pleini toil vadai meshakel. Avoroi sheyechot kat siyata havi hanach simonim loivet kechom ledvoro. If it has both simonim, siyata havi hanach simonim loivet kechom ledvoro. Now, it's mashma, it's not mulchach. But it's mashma that it is an oif toil. Is he oma loch shaloif ploini toil somachalai? The commissaya lay simoni. Because there's a raya from the simoni. Vi iloi loitismachalai. That means you can't real, it's a siyua. It's not 100% proof, but it's a hechocha that he's telling the truth. And now, together with this other echoch, I can rely on this. We loy loy tismach alay. Achi galsin in the ikid da uve de domi le de yoin in the mafoshim shel av dafka noiche vuad in other ifes kmeyim can be matel sometimes beyim which have these simonim. Now, the Maram Shif wants to be vivdayt from the maskonis agmorim. If we learn the Maskonis HaGemara Eler, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says like this. If it has the Beis Roshim Kadim, Beis Roshim Chadim, I call me Bibuchus, I call me Bifnim, Badit Mei. Reishe Chad Chad, Reishe Chad Kad, V'chel Boi Mibachutz, V'chel Me Bibifnim. So the Gemara would seem, L'fi Yemes, you need two Simonim. That's how it'd be Mashmeh from the Gemara. If it had the side of Simonim Mibachutz, and side of Simonim Mibifnim, the Loshna Rashi is, Siyata Hava Hanach Simonim Leivit Kechov, Vaisis, Viemis, you need two Simonim. Viemis, you need two Simonim, so then you could be Seimach, then you could be Seimach on the Amira of the Goy. So Lemaise, it will come out, if a guy will sell bayim trufais, which I don't have these two simonim, so then lamaise will come out later maskone, it's also to purchase from the guy, besides the chash, maybe it's a treife. Now I don't have any birur whatsoever that it's from an oif toil. That means the Gemara says you need a siyua of simonim. And the pashtus of the Loshna Gemara would seem you need both simonim. The Gemara says, Lafi Emes, that if it has, that's the Loshna of the Gemara. Reishi chad chad, v'chel by me b'chutz v'chel me b'vnim. So I have all these simonim, which are not 100% proof. Is then I can be samech on the Amira of the Goy. But without these two simonim, I can't be semech on the mirah from the goy. So it comes out l'fi emes that you can purchase bayim trufis from a goy for another reason, because maybe it's stuck in the tummy. I have no biro whatsoever since I lost the simonim. The Gemara just says that the simonis of the goy are mitzarev with the two simonim. But now if I don't have simonim whatsoever, it's bayim trufis. So the L'chayri, he doesn't have any namonis whatsoever. That means the nafkemina will be when there's no reyeser. For example, what will be that, let's say, the goy is a baker. Well, see, Taisa speaks about it. And he adds eggs to the dough. So now, I asked the goy, what eggs do you use? Chicken eggs. So I don't have any biro whatsoever. I mean, I don't have these simonim. You need the two simonim of two simonim. Mibachutz, we'll see in Taisus soon. Let us see Taisus. Let us go to the Taisus we learned before. Simonim lav deraisa. I'm a Rabbeinu Tan. The davke simoni beyim. Mishum de ike de oirev de domole de yain. He says the Gemara was machadish that these simonim are not foolproof. That means all the oifes teirim have them, but the beim of the oifes teirim, but a naif tami could also have it. De ike de oirev de domole de yain. Avo simone ubri dogim, but we said that ubri dogim also have this simonim, that the whole shlal of the bayim of a dog have this simen of reishe echad chad, yeshlish machalein. this she could be soimach. That means here there's no, the Gemara tells us a metzius that an oif tummy could also have a bay with isimonim, but by a dog tummy we don't have such a Gemara that could have bayim with isimonim. Is therefore yesh lismach aleim k'da'ama soif perik eim amidim. We brought a raif and a Gemara in avodah zarah. Da'ama raif kirvei dogim ein nikrim elo min amumchim. That you purchase the kirvei dogim, you can only purchase this from a mumche who can be mevare from these bayim, that it comes from a dog toyer. Uporich, frek de gemore, lomali mumche, why do you need a mumche? Live like besimonim. The same kasha like the gemore asked by us, live like besimon. This Hanya we learned to Simoni Bayim the same thing. So let's be by the Simoni. Umishani. So why do you need a mumche? If I look at the Umre Dogim and it has the Simonim, so I'll know clearly that it's from a doctor. Umishani Shani Mucho. So the Gemara says it's speaking about that these Bayim like disintegrated. So now I can't be mevarer anything from these simonim. I don't have simonim now anymore. So memele, therefore I need a mumche. V'loy mishani simonim lav deraisa. Why didn't the Gemara say the same teretz like by us? Simon, you can't rely on simonim. You need another biru. The Gemara seems the kasha is a good kasha. Theoretically, I could rely on simonim. And the only teretz was, there's no simonim over here, that's when you need a mumche. V'chitayim emishim demash malay debachol inyin ein nikochin ela min amumche. Tosis says, maybe it's no raya. The Gemara could be, the Gemara Navodah Zarah also holds simonim lav diraisa. And you need two birurim. You need the birur of simonim, plus the birur of the moicher that says that it comes from this dog and he's afraid to say a lie because you can disprove it. That's pshat, and I'm speaking about all cases. In all cases, that means afilu you have simonim, and afilu you have a moicher that is telling me that it comes from this dog, it is still no good. And on that, the Gemara is the kasha, why shouldn't it be good? And that the Gemara say a teretz, it's speaking about nimuach. V'chitayim emishim damash malay v'b'chol inyan eini kochen ela min amumche afilu omar shel dag ploini v'toyer doso yeroi lismoy cholov. And that was the Gemara's kasha. I have all birurim. I have a birur of simonim and a birur of the namonis of the moiche. So why do you need a mumche? Because the Gemara says over there later, if the Moicha says, Melachtim, if he says, the Moicha says, you know, I took the eggs out of the Moicha like this, others used to take out the eggs. So that's you need a mumcha. But what if the Moicha says, I salted the fish, and I know where these eggs come from. Nikochim avshalayim in a mumcha. Ba'al zeh, onu soimchim lechel oisam dogim. So Bekitzel, so Taisvi says, these simonim are by dogim, the Rabbeinu Tam said, by dogim, simonim are deraisa. Ba'al zeh, onu soimchim, now the Rabbeinu Tam said another shtik teire. That since simonim are deraisa by dogim, on the soichim lechel oisam dogim shekoyrim barbata balaz, we eat this fish. Vafilu lo yodinon im noshru akaskasim b'shor sha'ila min amayim. Now, the din is, we'll have later, a fish that comes to us without scales. So it matters when they fell off. If they fell off b'shor sha'ila min amayim, so then it's kosher. If they fell off when it was in the mayim, then it's tomei. And we don't know by this barbato when it loses its scales. Vavalpi, can we eat this fish? So why do we eat this fish? The Rabbeinu Tam says, because look at the Beyim. The Beyim of the Dogim have this simonim. So that is a proof that this Babat is a doctor. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. So idinim nosha kaskas mishar shaylu min amayim samchina simoni ubrei dogim. Period. So that is Shita Rabbeinu Tam, that you rely on these simonim. Umiyu b'Yerushalmi mashme dein lismoich al simoni ubrei dogim. When Yerushalmi would seem you can't rely on these simonim, the gasin and hosan, amayse. Noson bar abe kom kamei de shmul. Noson bar abe stood in front of Shmuel, Omar, and he told Shmuel, yedane mifrishe ben ubrei dogim teirim, ubrei dogim tmei. He says, I know the difference between ubrei dogim, the beim of dogim teirim, and dogim tmei. And he told them, Temeim agulim, ubridogim temeim agulim, ibridogim toirim aruchim. Fine. We'll see like that's lechoyre, like the arsimonim, what Agamar mentions. We'll see soon. Achsi lei hodo shalfuse. He showed him one shalfuse of ubridogim. Omale kazemahu. So he asked him, what is this? You tell me you're a boki. Amale Tome. He said, it's Tome. So Amale, so Shmuel told him, Le Bishli da Amrit al Tome, al Toyer Tome. He says, Omaisi, you're wrong. This is Toyer. So it doesn't bother me you are Machmer, but since the Simonim are not reliable, you see, you made a mistake, you said on Toyer Tome. Ala Seifach Loimer al Tome Toyer. Alme ein Boitkin be Simonim. That's what Shmuel told him. Kedodalei Shmuel enosan barabe. Umashme. So Taisus first understood that this person had different simonims. Umashme alfilu al simoni abraise in lismoich. Midaloi omalei sheivdak besimoni abraise. That means he told him you can't rely on simonim. He didn't tell him that your simonim are no good. But there are other simonim which are good. It also it would seem that Nosan Barabba said, these are the simonim which the Baraisa said. So Bekitzer, so Toisvis brings a raya from the Yerushalmi, that what? That you can rely on simonim. The Rabbi Netam made a raya from the Gemara by the Zohar. The Gemara said, the Gemara said that why do you need a mumcha? Let's be soimich on the simonim. So the Gemara could have said simonim lav deraisa. So Taisa says vashas tidon avemotzi lishnu yehochi. Our Gemara could have said that. El the shaper komeshani. Moshe is another term. Umasha onu loikhem neivik yechovim beim. We buy from goyim beim. Afal pi she'enam oimrim shaloi ploine yotayrim beim. We don't even have this birra also. Anu soimchim aroi beim shemetsuyim beineinu de shaloi fes toirim beim. We have a new roi which was not existent bizman chazal. By us, roi beinim shemetsuyim beineinu shaloi fes toirim beim.